A little tap in your toe here at Rosie on the House. A little twinkle in your eye. A little skip in your step. For anything you're trying to tackle on your house, home, cast, or cabin, the topic of today is misting system and what that can do to increase the comfort level of your backyard environment. But before we get to that, I wanted to talk a little bit about my mail stack after having been gone out of town for a month. Sorted my in-mail box by stacks. And the third most important topic, the third most frequent topic that came up was tradespeople, contractors, asking me for ideas on where they can find more good help. There's this thing called a remodeling index that's taken on a national level, and its base year was 2007, which goes down as the busiest residential remodeling year ever recorded. 2007, just before the crash. We are now currently past that level, and we're doing it with 30% fewer people. That's the labor strain that we are under in the trades right now. Extreme labor shortage. Talked to a man yesterday, was at his house, and in his line of business, he actually recruits entire families from the Oaxaca state of Mexico, gets them on work permits, and brings them up 9 months at a time. I said, well, who's your attorney? I'd like to do that too. I said, well, he's in Idaho. Oh, okay. But we've got to come up with brilliant ways to solve this labor crisis. Well, Home Depot's pledging $50 million to begin some vocational training. I don't know any of the details. I don't know if this is going to be done at stores. I don't know if they're going to fund trade schools. I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Because there is two parts to that problem. There's the existing demand, and then there's a long-term demand in training the next generation. So in 20 years, we've got people that know how to work with their hands and build stuff. That's good to hear about Home Depot, because the biggest problem it has in the labor field is there's nothing central supporting it that I can. You've got a lot of different people, but they're focused on their own. You drive down I-17, which, by the way, we have KTAR's texting at 411-923, and a bunch of people are mad at us because we're not a traffic news source, but apparently the 101 and I-17 is horrible. So if you're in that part of town, avoid it like a plague. But as you drive up 17 around the Dunlap area, there's like three billboards real quick all about come to this auto mechanic training school. So you've got the auto industry trying to get labor for it. You've got the agricultural industry trying to promote labor for it. You've got construction trying to get labor for it. There's no centralized effort to bring shop back, to bring trades and handworking and manual labor. Everyone's competing against each other for labor workers. There needs to be an overall joined effort instead of trying to compete against each other and beat each other up. Join together. I think if you could somehow do that, you would have more power and more effect than trying to go to blows over the same three people. We'll get together and attract six people now.
Well, it's going to be really interesting how this gets solved because it's a complicated factor. And with the new minimum wage rate that's been implemented, it's going to even complicate things more. Let me just give you an example. When I broke into the trades back in the 70s, a journeyman carpenter was making about $11 an hour. That was about five times what minimum wage was. Okay? a good income.
You were making five times more than minimum wage.
Right.
Okay.
So you boost minimum wage up to 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, $15 an hour? Would you rather be a roofer at $22 an hour or a hamburger flipper at 15 when it's 115 outside in Arizona? That's really going to complicate the issue.
Well, and there's another aspect to the outdoor working environment and the heat that is opening a whole new industry on comfort working in the outdoors. When you're talking about roofers, that's a whole other application to evap cooling we haven't even talked about. Imagine your work crew showing up and ducting an evap cooler into an attic an hour before the work guys show up, so you're in a cool attic.
Yeah.
And the efficiency it's going to do for your labor force of working in a less stressed, heat-stressed state will get more productivity out of you. So there's a whole other industry on providing comfort to the outdoor workers that I think is going to be huge, recruiting that next generation of labor.
I'm going to talk misting. I really am. But before I do, I'm going to talk about what the National Roofing Contractors Association is doing to recruit women into the roofing industry when we get back.